Stu Crew, I hope that you had an amazing weekend spending quality time with those that you love the most. Back in the chair, ordained by God. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. So you probably saw that viral video from a few weeks ago of that woman on that airplane. The woman freaking out in front of everyone because, quote, that mother effer is not real. Well, the video, of course, went viral for a lot of reasons. First of all, we couldn't see the man in question to judge for ourselves. Is this man real? Is this MFer real or not? But in addition, it stood out because of the mystery of the woman herself. She didn't look crazy. No, in fact, she seemed very well put together. And on top of that, nobody could figure out who she was. Who is this woman? She didn't release the video herself. She didn't do some publicity tour afterwards. So who was she and where did she go? People still want to know. Well, Bree Dale claims to have figured it all out. Through a combination of online sleuthing and freedom of information requests from the police, Bree has identified the TMFINR woman, as they're calling her now. Her name is Tiffany Gomez. She's 38 years old and lives in Texas. Tiffany's biography matches what you would expect. She's not some bum. She's not a lunatic. No, quite to the contrary, she's an accomplished marketing executive with a whole lot of clients. So what caused her to freak out the way that she did? Well, Bree found her phone number. She attempted to make contact but didn't receive a reply, and that's no surprise. Gomez is currently facing charges over that outburst, so her lawyers have probably told her to shut the hell up, and she's almost totally erased her online social media presence as well. But we're dying to know what happened, and will we ever actually find out? Bree Dale joins us now. You did some investigative work. You're pretty sure that this is who this is?
I'm absolutely sure it's who it is, Stu, and thank you for having me back.
Yeah, of course. So what do you think caused her to freak out?
It's the million-dollar question, and truly, Stu, it could be millions of dollars for her if she chose to come out and speak her truth. We probably won't know until the court date. She is facing charges, as you said, but Tiffany Gomez, you know, her background is substantially strong. I don't know how else to say it. She just is an excellent go-getter. It seems like from very early on in her career, she grabbed some major marketing executive roles, and she now owns her own company. So how is it that this woman finds herself in the thick of all of this? Maybe one will never know. Maybe we'll find out in court. Maybe she'll settle out of court. But what I can say, Stu, is that aside from the viral nature of this, there's a lot of security concerns that have shaped this particular story, something that I'm interested in pursuing, Stu.
How so? What kind of security concerns?
So the police report that was given to me through the FOIA Act request shows that the police did not detain her once she came off the plane. But what they did do was do a full-on debarking of the plane and security sweep. And we are in the post 9/11 era. So that is something is to be concerned about, especially due to the fact she was not detained. But Stu, in addition, no one else was detained. So the person that she was claiming was threatening her in some manner was not detained as well for questioning. In fact, none of the passengers were questioned. In fact, the only person in question was the manager of the airline who provided her information to the police for them. Meanwhile, it seems, according to the police report, Tiffany left the secure area with a canceled ticket, only to return through TSA with that canceled ticket and try to reboard the plane. So lots of questions here. Why did she feel safe then to come back through TSA? How did she get through TSA with a canceled ticket? You know, you and I have flown quite a bit. It's difficult to do that. It's not impossible, but it is a security concern. And then the fact that she was not detained, but is now facing charges, very odd.
Do you know the nature of the charges? What is she being charged with, according to the report that you received?
Criminal trespassing and causing a disturbance on a plane. So those are the two that are claimed within the report. She could be facing other federal charges as well, we know, regarding post-9/11 security threats. Now, so
this is interesting to me as well. And maybe I'm in the dark or living under a rock here, but I don't think that I've seen any of the other passengers, hundreds of people on board that aircraft. I don't think I've seen one other person come to the press, come forward. I was on that plane. I know who the MF-er was that she's talking about. I don't think he was real either, or I don't know what this woman was talking about. Nobody. It's been completely silent. How is that even possible?
Well, no one of credible proof have come forward. We've had quite a few people come forward, like Carrot Top, claiming that he was on the plane and has done a whole bunch of media spots after that. It seems that that was not the case. And we also had this individual.
So wait a minute,
which
Carrot Top
really
said that he was on the plane, but it turns out he was lying about being on the plane, like just some big grift.
It was just a clout chase.
Disgusting.
It was a joke for him.
Who else? Yeah. You were saying some other people?
So there was another individual who early on claimed that he was the hoodie guy. That was a big thing in, conspiracy. Who was this guy? Was he a lizard? You know, all of that kind of stuff. He came out and he said, well, he was a Freemason, and he has a lot of tattoos on his face, which, you could pretty much look at the video clips of the guy in the hoodie. He has no tattoos on his face. So this guy has tattoos on his face, claims that he's a high-level Freemason and into Satanism. So, I mean, there was a lot of, videos coming out on social media, which is one of the reasons why, Stu, I did this. People ask, why would you go after this? You're in Rome, you're covering other things. I always love it in a good mystery, but I also went after this because of the security threat that seems to have been completely thrown under the rug. And then also the fact is, this type of viral video tends to cause people to be distracted. They're laughing about it. They're interested in it. They're distracted. What else was going on during the time from July 2nd until when I received I put out the report on July 20th? What else was going on, especially in the United States, that could have been more interest on social media that may have been distracted by this video?
Well, first of all, you have the gay fake IRS whistleblower. You have the Hunter Biden. And make no mistake, this is not about Hunter. This is really about Joe Biden, who's right. The illegitimate pedophile allegedly in the White House right now. I mean, there's so many different things that are happening right now. You have Elon Musk cracking down on Twitter again, hiring Linda Yaccarino. Freedom of speech is dead on Twitter, as we're being completely throttled online right now. And we were going to talk to Dr. Huffman about that later today, but I think we'll probably be speaking with him about that tomorrow or later in the week. But there's a lot of stories that are out there right now. And I think aside from everything, we have, people, they've known that they can use distraction techniques. What about the China spy balloon?
Yes.
How many eyes were on this China fake spy balloon as it allegedly just drifted aimlessly across our country taking pictures? And everybody's like, at that time, can't focus on this. What was happening on January 4th of 2020 in Wuhan, China, that we had to be distracted away from? So it's a technique that definitely works. Are you going to continue to try to make contact with Tiffany?
I would love to speak to Tiffany. I do believe that she should be able to kind of jump on to her newfound fame and talk about what happened with her. Let's just say, even if there was any substance issues or whatnot, she could come out clearly and say, look, I made a mistake, but I really, I was really concerned about security. I mean, there's so many things that she could say, but clearly she's speaking with her lawyers and they are telling her to keep silent for the press. But she is facing charges. So that she will be facing those charges, whether she is silent or whether she speaks out at this point.
And, obviously she's going to need some help probably funding this. I don't know. Maybe she won't. Maybe she's very well off. I mean, she's a big time executive. She's got her stuff together. Yeah. She's not, some whacked out lunatic. She doesn't appear to be a person, and I've seen the very little bit that we can now, because she's basically scrubbed her entire online presence. But this doesn't seem like, some woman that would just be flying off the handle, half-cocked, under the influence of some illicit street drug or something. I mean, that's not how people become successful. That's how they become Hunter Biden, actually, quite to the contrary. So we appreciate that very much in all of your reporting. If you get a hold of her, please let us know. We'd love to hear what she has to say. Bree Deal, thank you so much for being here. Live from Rome.
Thank you very much for having me.
Of course, anytime. Great investigative work there by Bree Dale. And as she highlighted, no, it's not harassment. It's people want to know, is there a security threat? Are there lizard things being carefully placed on international or domestic flights, you know, by these airlines? Are there MFers that aren't real sitting next to us? I mean, these are some pretty relevant questions. We want to take just a minute here to talk about one of our sponsors, one of the advertisers that actually helps to make the Stu Peters Network possible, and that's Goldco. They also make it possible for you to protect your retirement savings against hyperinflation and criminal taxation and corporate crime syndicate theft. That's what this is. Hey, we're going to take your money and we're going to send it to Ukraine. Hey, we're going to take your money and we're going to fund mandates. Hey, we're going to take your money and we're going to go, you know, fund vaccines and weapons of biowarfare and then deploy them on you. We're going to take your money and then we're going to spray crap in the skies. Do you even know where your money is in your investment account? Do you have any idea if you have a portfolio in Pfizer? What we do know is the electronic banking system is coming to a halt. We see CBDCs on the horizon. One way to protect yourself against all of this is to have physical gold. So buy gold from Goldco. When you mention Stu Peters, by the way, you'll get up to $10,000 in free silver with your qualified account. 855-706-GOLD is their number. Again, 855-706-GOLD. Call Goldco today, 855-706-GOLD. We'll be right back. Heart disease, blood clots, strokes, kidney failure. These can all be found on the back of an ibuprofen bottle listed as side effects. And to top it all off, ibuprofen doesn't even get to the main cause of your pain and swelling problems. It's only temporary relief. It's only masking the true problem, which is inflammation. It's not only ineffective, it's expensive and downright dangerous, especially for seniors to be popping ibuprofen pills. That's why researchers are saying to add this Antarctic supernutrient to your diet. These are omega-3 fatty acids sourced from wild-caught krill. The omega-3 content from krill oil has been shown to support healthy blood pressure, circulation, brain health, as well as reduce inflammation, swelling, and joint pain. In fact, it can outperform ibuprofen, Advil, and Tylenol. And it doesn't have the dangerous side effects mentioned above either. Better yet, for a limited time, you can grab Native Path Antarctic Krill Oil for as low as $23 a bottle. Just go to stopmyinflammation.com right now to get your special offer for being a part of my audience. Stopmyinflammation.com. I don't know if this includes you, but a record-smashing, unprecedented, staggering number of Americans are having problems getting the rest that they need, the sleep that they need to function on a daily basis, that REM sleep. They toss and they turn and they just struggle with it for years. I struggled with it. A friend of mine told me that it might be a magnesium deficiency. Well, I tried several products and none of them worked. Finally, I was introduced to nutrition scientist and champion bodybuilder Wade Lightheart, and he told me that, get this, there are actually seven critical types of magnesium, and your body needs all seven in order to get proper sleep. Well, the problem is, because of industrial fertilizers, basically all of the food that we now eat is deficient in these vital nutrients. Magnesium Breakthrough is the only full-spectrum, all seven forms of magnesium supplement on the market. And let me tell you, this stuff actually works. Not only did it finally fix my sleep, but energy levels went through the roof as well. To learn more, go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Use promo code StuPeters10 to get 10% off your first bottle. Trust me, you'll be glad you did. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Again, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. So Hollywood is on strike. The unions for Hollywood's actors and its writers have both just stopped working, demanding new concessions from Hollywood's elite producers. The last time that both of these unions were on strike, the Screen Actors Guild was headed by an actor called Ronald Reagan, who at the time was still a Democrat. So why are they striking? Well, for a simple reason, really. Hollywood is getting replaced. Show business used to be a centrally controlled thing. The studios made the movies and they made the shows and then you had to watch them. There was only a handful of TV channels and you could only watch movies in theaters. There was no VHS, no DVDs. Well, today everything has changed. Today you can go online and find literally unlimited content to compete with the big brands. The late night talk shows are liberal garbage, but so what? Who cares? Don't watch it. You can find infinitely better programming on YouTube or on Rumble or on Twitter or as a podcast or, of course, right here on the Stu Peters Network. Independent comedians that you can find online are infinitely better than whatever passes for comedy television today. Plus, the market has globalized. So that means that now we can watch movies and TV shows from foreign countries where America's woke and gay poisons haven't taken over. Oh, and then there's this little thing called AI. Pretty soon, thanks to technology, the writers and actors of Hollywood might literally just be replaced by AI versions of themselves. Now, that's not good for humanity, of course. But it is good when the world's most vile, kitty-raping, left-wing monsters get what's coming to them. If the world's going to become a gross totalitarian shithole, then we can at least make sure that Hollywood is a smoldering crater along the way. Good riddance. Well, Owen Benjamin is an actor, a comedian, and recovering Hollywood celebrity turned family man. Just the other day, he had this excellent video calling out exactly what's happening to Hollywood vermin and exposing why they're in such a panic. Have a listen.
Hollywood is over. So the writer's strike is because nobody wants to pay human beings to write or act or direct because you've essentially been replaced by ChatGPT and now AI imagery, like your faces. That's what a lot of these lucrative Netflix deals, I saw this coming years ago, where you sign away your likeness and your voice so you can just be replaced by technology. The problem is people can still identify the uncanny valley of AI, not totally, but there's still a little bit there. When you're looking at TikTok influencers being paid thousands of dollars a day to act like AI, that means it's funded. And if it's funded, it's funded by these big NGOs, these big social engineering programs, because they're going to try and normalize and groom and habituate people to seeing people act like AI. So then when they roll out AI people, it won't seem as different. You understand? So all talking heads, all newscasters, all actors, all you guys, you're done. And you've been done for a while. And I saw this coming when you guys were saying I was a crazy cult leader in the woods who lost his mind. You have no value anymore because you have the same opinion on everything. You have the same, you've already been scripted. You've already become a form of AI, like a fleshy AI. You don't have your free will. You gave it up for money. You gave it up for a pat on the head and a lollipop in your mouth and a dick in your ass, right? Not one of you can say any of your own opinions. And that's even including the gatekeeping shills that are supposed to be anti-establishment. They're even worse. Just completely programmable, fleshy robots.
After a take like that, we absolutely knew that we had to spend some more time talking to Owen. And if you want to see more from him, you can find Owen Benjamin on Twitter as well as at Unauthorized TV. He joins us now. Owen, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Thanks for having me, man. That's great. I love talking about this topic.
I couldn't agree with you more, especially when you started talking about, you know, these supposed dissidents, the anti-establishment talking heads. Immediately, I think Candace Owens, I think Ben Shapiro, I think Charlie Kirk. I mean, these people, I think, Steve Bannon. These people are essentially worthless because, well, Bannon, for one thing, is funded by the CCP, the one, you know, entity that he vows every single day at the beginning of the show to take down, you know, the CCP.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I mean, all of these people funded by Israel, special interests, foreign interests, they're, you know, the establishment. I mean, so talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah, in a lot of ways, they're almost more dangerous because in farming, there's something called the Judas goat, where it's the goat that you train to bring the other ones to slaughter. So that level of trust that people have where it's like, oh, they're fighting for us. It's like, they're really not. And the one thing that people can rest assured about is they're going to be replaced. Like ChatGPT and all these things, they can algorithmically replace shills. And so people like yourself, myself, a bunch of other people that actually have opinions and free will and say what's on their mind, even if it rubs people the wrong way, we're actually going to be the last men standing because AI can't mimic and recreate us, you know? And so that's why I'm very hopeful for the future is because we're not following the script. And I did a tweet in 2015 when Trump was first running where I showed every late night comedy. It's on my website if you go to owenbenjamin.com. But I showed all of the late night comedians because they were all doing a photo shoot. And I said, these guys have the same opinion on every single topic. And it went like really viral to the point where I think that was one of the reasons they led to shut down my entire Twitter because you couldn't argue against it. You're like, how can these people all agree on every major topic and call themselves comedians? Like they're supposed to be the jester poking at the king when they're just following the script. And you can see how much people don't watch them anymore. Like, you know, the Kimmels and the Fallons and like I used to do Jimmy Fallon, you know, I used to tour with the guy and it's like, when you get someone so scripted that everyone can predict what they're going to say, they can be replaced by AI. And AI is getting really advanced for that sort of thing, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, to the point where people are actually now being paid, as you said, to mimic AI. So, you know, freedom of speech, like let's take Twitter, for example. Obviously, Elon is completely full of shit and he's not a free speech warrior. It's been said on this show, I've gone from 450 million monthly impressions to less than a million. That's, you know, 449 million less every single month that I'm being put in front of. And that's because he hired this, you know, WEF slave, Linda Yaccarino Yamaguchi, this minion to Klaus Schwab. And so she's doing exactly what he hired her to do, which is make it more advertiser friendly. So freedom of speech on Twitter and largely in our society, I don't know if you'll agree with this, is basically you're free to say the things that are acceptable. You're free to speak as long as we agree. Do you agree with that?
Oh, yeah. It's very much like that scene in Batman with Bane where you're allowed to leave the city if you walk through the ice, but you just will fall through the ice. You know, it's one of these little tricks where it's like, oh, yeah, you have freedom of speech as long as it's what we want, which negates the whole purpose. That's why I've went way back to the beginning. I know that people have called me crazy for being, you know, in Idaho now, farming and doing all this stuff. But there's still freedom of speech in the post office. Like, because when I've gotten kicked off Airbnb, I mean, and it wasn't because I was ever calling for violence or anything that was actually bad. It was because I had such a large Hollywood audience and I was going against the trans child agenda and stuff like that before it was popular. And so I had to go back to the beginning. You know, it's like right out of Princess Bride. You know, it's like, here I am, Vincini, back in the beginning. It's like people would mail me letters because letters in a post office box, they can't touch.
Right.
But the technocracy world is pretty effed. It's pretty it's pretty gone. Because what you just described, Dr. Shiva called the digital ghetto, where it's like, sure, you can be on Twitter, but we'll just limit your reach. Like, we'll take away 99. Like, you're now in a ghetto. It's kind of like how they ghettoized people in cities where they would lower bridges so you can't leave the ghetto on a public bus. They've done that now in the digital world. And so that's why it's really important to diversify where you're seen, like, you know, Rumble, Odyssey, Telegram, Gab, Twitter, like all these things, because if they want to play little games, they're going to lose market share. And that's, they are still a little afraid of that, but yeah, they're up, they're tricking.
Yeah. I mean, people are not afraid to advertise on this program or the network. We have a waiting list of people trying to get on, which is, you know, it makes me feel positive, I guess, about our future, because people say, hey, here's a guy willing to say the things that are true that, like you said, might rub people the wrong way. But you know what? At the end of the day, we owe a service to humanity. Like, no,
yeah,
what Fox tells you is happening in Ukraine is not happening. When they have this General Jack Keane on there just lying to you, you know, talking about Ukraine taking back 50% of Russian offensive, it's complete BS. It's a total lie. You know, when they tell us that, you know, Bruce Jenner is a beautiful woman, no, that's a mentally ill man. It's a lie, and you have to be able to say things like, look, obviously Michelle Obama has a flailing nutsack. I mean, and I don't care who it offends. Now, you come from the Hollywood scene. You mentioned Fallon. You've been a comedian. You've met and worked and performed with a whole bunch of famous people in Hollywood that our audience would probably recognize. Can you describe for us just how utterly disgusting and depraved Hollywood actually is?
Yeah, I mean, Saturday I had Vivian Kubrick on my stream. I recommend people check that out. We're talking about whether or not her dad shot the moon landing. It was this fascinating conversation. And she was just just talking about her childhood and how she was like, you know, abused by a famous actor. And then this other, it really is very hedonistic. And to the point where they don't even realize how crazy it is. You know, like she was talking about how over-sexualized they are from a very young age. And she had a good dad. Like she really thought her dad was a very good man. But it's like, I saw that a lot. I saw it a lot when it comes to just the overexposure, overindulgence, over-ego, where they just will do... It's like that Sheryl Crow song, if it makes you happy, it can't be that bad, times 1,000, like on crack. You know, that's Hollywood, where it's just... There's no limits. There's no thought of right or wrong. It's just pure indulgence, you know?
Yeah. So, I mean, you mentioned a little bit about AI replacing Hollywood, but do you think that the masses might be replacing Hollywood because they're just completely fed up and they're aware of all of the things that you're talking about?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like, I guarantee your show gets more viewers than Fallon or Kimmel or any, you know what I mean? It's like they'll hide their numbers and they'll pretend and they'll... and they have these little systems, but they're totally replaced because they're not interesting anymore. And here's the thing is they will still have viewers, but they're low quality viewers. They're like very vacated type people. And so those people aren't really that. I hate to say stuff like this because I try to watch out for saying anti-human things because, you know, I do think that's what the WEF wants us to think like that we're all, that we need to be farmed, like that there's classes of people that need to be farmed. But I think a lot of people choose to be in this lowered, vacated state where they're not super valuable. Like they don't produce anything or think about anything and they're just kind of consuming. And I think that that's kind of what America has been put at is like the world's consumption mouth. And so those people will still be drawn to these like NPC type Hollywood producers, but that number is going lower and lower and lower. I'm seeing, you know, 15 years ago when I was in Hollywood, being a celebrity was like fun. Like people would like see someone and be excited. And now they like yell stuff at them.
You know,
they're like, they're not even that excited to see these people because, you know, they sell out their people all the time. I mean, if you look at the COVID agenda and all that, like people aren't going to forget that they were screaming, like all these celebrities were saying, if you didn't take this jab, you should be in jail. Like that's a big breach of trust.
And then think about all of the Hollywood productions around it, dressing up like a syringe and a needle and, you know, parading around like with Tony Fauci doing music videos. And I mean, the propaganda that people couldn't see through it. And you mentioned these like vacated, worthless, basically contributors that they don't bring anything to society as far as production or productive, you know, output is concerned. These are also the people that'll plug their ears, you know, like, hey, congratulations on your nomination for an American Liberty Award, but I couldn't really watch your segment because it was just too much for my ears to hear, you know, about the pedophilia and the vile crap that's happening. You know, we did these little ones. You know, you've rightly mentioned Sound of Freedom. Your Twitter account's definitely one of the more intellectually honest accounts out there, whether it's the moon landing or fake nukes or, you know, examining Israel or the reality of slavery during colonial times versus digital wage slavery.
Yeah.
You know, the masters of the universe have us imprisoned in these, you know, digital virtual prison camps online, basically. And then you talk about our slavish posture towards Israel. But one of the recent topics that you highlighted is Carlos Slim's and Tony Robbins' involvement with Sound of Freedom. We could probably spend an hour sitting here discussing each of these narrative exploding topics, but I'm most interested in this Vivian Kubrick interview that you recently conducted that you just talked about. Can you tell us a little bit more about it in case our audience hasn't seen it?
Yeah, we had a mutual friend that I think you're actually friends with too. And she set us up to talk because she was really upset that people always say her dad faked the moon landing. And her argument, which made me laugh so much, was she goes, if my dad had done it, it would have looked more believable. It was just such a lighthearted, it was a 3-hour conversation, but it was just like a really lighthearted, fun look at her life. And I think what a lot of people don't realize is how hard these Hollywood people's lives are, especially the children of quote unquote great men.
Yeah.
Because they're, on one hand, they're like idolized and idol worship. So people are like envious of them, but their actual lives are very, very hard because everyone's trying to use them. And everyone's like feels okay attacking them. And just to be a young girl in that world whose dad had just done Dr. Strangelove in 2001 and all this stuff, it really put a human element to Hollywood. Because as disgusting as Hollywood can be, there are some really talented, really interesting people there that are just, you know, they're just pulled apart by the system. And it's funny you brought up the slavery thing because that thing really rubs people the wrong way. And I'm friends with the artist formerly known as Kanye West, you know, Ye.
Yeah.
And he's all about that. Like his most controversial statement ever was slavery is a choice. And because the narrative that we beat slavery and there used to be this thing where people are picking cotton in chains and they're singing these hymns and being whipped all the time. I'm like, you're still in it. You just don't know it. Like the greatest trick a slave master can pull is to convince you you're not a slave. And it is a choice. It's like you want someone else to make the decisions for you and it's comfortable. And so if you want to break away from the slave system, like I remember Ye, like when he was rapping, he can say the N-word all he wants. But the minute he starts criticizing those who control his contracts, he got kicked off Twitter for it. And like the emperor with no clothes is being totally revealed, where you have like a hardcore rapper who's now called racist for using a word that's in all these songs simply because he was questioning his contracts. And then you can see that there's billionaire slaves. You know, there's like the whole system, like slavery is basically just debt. It's like debt and subservience to somebody who provides for you. And so I think if people really see that concept, it'll be very freeing for them. Like, I'm not trying to black pill people. It's like once you see it where you're like, oh, I can choose to be my own man, the world, the whole world opens up. And that's what got me into farming. That's why I have so many kids and, you know, I have a farm stand and stuff like that. Because when you see the infinity of food production and like family wealth and all this stuff, life gets pretty great. And these technocrats seem so pathetic, you know, like the, like Elon Musk, it's like, oh, we're going to have it. It's going to be called X now. Are you watching him rebrand Twitter to X?
Yeah, I just, I don't get it.
I think he wants three companies with X in it so he can say XXX because he's, I think he might low-key be a little just like, I don't know. I'm not going to use words on your stream, but a word that starts with a R. Like, I think he might be a hard R. Because he's, you know what I'm saying?
No, I don't. Go ahead. Just say it. What do you think he is?
It rhymes with B-tarded. I don't know. I don't know where
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I think he might not actually be that smart. Like, I think he might be like...
I think he's very sensitive. I think he's very, like, emotionally guided in certain things. It's kind of, like, my takeaway. Like, he's very, like, you know, kind of approaches things more, like, you know, in a feminine way. And I'm not saying that he's gay or anything like that. But, you know, emotionally just kind of very fragile and gentle. And if you hurt his feelings or if you call him out, that's probably one of the quickest ways to get yourself banned because he'll just be like, you know, screw you. Get out of here. I don't think that he takes criticism very well. And I think that he's, you know, very egocentric, very, you know, he has to feel good. And the people that make him feel good are the people that are going to be around him. Very similar to Trump and some of the terrible decision making that he made, you know, with his, you know, own personal inner circle and surrounding himself with the swamp, you know, and Jared Kushner and all these things. You know, that's another thing. So you're willing to slay a lot of the same sacred cows that we slay here on this show every day. And one of those is the nation of Israel pushing war with Ukraine. So can you elaborate some of your thoughts on Israel and why we're tied to the hip to these warmongers who make nice with China and who want us to go to World War III?
Yeah, man, I got a lot of thoughts on that. I mean, I went pretty hard at Israel and that whole thing when one of my friends who just got back from Afghanistan, like, OD'd on fentanyl. And I learned about AIPAC and, you know, Netanyahu's false claims of weapons of mass destruction. That got me into learning about the world reserve currency and how the biggest threat in the world, the real weapon of mass destruction, is gold. Like, if anybody wants a gold-backed currency, they go nuts. And then I just started looking at, you know, Balfour Declaration and how this is the way the Anglo-American Empire has a piece of the Middle East and blah, blah, blah. I just find it so crazy when American politicians, the only thing they seem to care about is our relationship with Israel.
Yeah.
When there's so many problems at home, you know, like, imagine if like a couple's having a fight, like a man and a woman, like a married couple's having a fight. And it's like a serious fight where it's like, oh, you need to work more. And the guy's like, well, you need to respect me. And you got to, like, how come you're always on the phone, blah, blah, blah. And then the guy only cares about down the street where he's like, well, I got to go. I got to make sure Gary's house is okay.
Yeah, I got to mow Vivian's lawn, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's like, well, what about me? Like, what about our family? And it's like, no, no. The only thing I can guarantee is that Gary will be unconditionally supported in his lawn no matter what we do. It's like, dude, you're drunk every day. Like, why can't you work on that? It's like, Gary's lawn. That's it. And so that's... Because then people pigeonhole you as anti-Semitic, where it's like, it has nothing to do with Jews or anything. It doesn't have to do with, like, hatred. It has, like, if it was Sri Lanka, I'd feel the same way, where it's like, the only thing that matters is Sri Lanka. And they're trying to start a war with, like, eight countries, and we got to go die for those guys. So it's like, why? Like, that's our founding father said not to go, you know, slay foreign monsters. Like, that was the whole thing. You know?
So what do you think it is? I mean, why this just unrelenting, unwavering, like, this is our only dyed-in-the-wool ally that we will absolutely always, no matter what they do, we will always, always back them and do what they say. What is it?
That's such a good mystery. And it's funny you bring that up because I've been like focused on that for the last week. Like authentically, what is it? Because I know everybody says, oh, it's the Third Temple, or they secretly blackmail the politicians, all this stuff. I'm like, yeah, but there has to be more. And I think one of it is just its location. Like, it's like America's possession of the center of all trade in Mediterranean, Africa, Asia, all that stuff. But I don't know. It's like such a good question. I truly don't have the ability of answering it, because every time I think I get to the bottom, there's like another rabbit hole when it comes to that place, you know. And then you get into World War II and you get into, I don't know, man. It's like, it almost seems like it's the culmination of all these spells in just this one little area. I don't know. Because I know Jews that are strongly against even the existence of Israel, because they say that they don't deserve a homeland until the Moshiach comes or something. Like, it's not even a unified Jewish thing.
Yeah, you know? And a lot of these people that are, you know, Jews, right, or that they are Jewish, are not practicing Jews. They're
exactly.
Like atheists, you know? And if you just mention the name George Soros on Fox News, like, Harris Faulkner will mute your mic and kick you off. Like, it's just because it's anti-Semitic to even say his name. We mentioned that the stupid submersible that these billionaires died in or whatever happened there was literally funded by the Rothschilds. And so for that, I mean, literally every single big publication just blasted me for being an anti-Semitic, for saying the truth. They did. They funded it. The Rothschilds funded it. That is not like anti-Jew for me to say. No, it's just the truth. But anyway, while we ponder that, let's just go back to Hollywood, because it seems a lot less annoying to people.
Yeah, but it is fascinating though, because a lot of people are waking up to this. So I like to guide people the way we're doing it right now, because you can go down the road where it's like infuriating, and then you can like really think that something's going on with like all the Jews or something. And I don't know. I think it's better to just stay kind of wide-eyed and interested and looking at it, and just speak the truth no matter what anyone says.
Yeah.
But just to stay on a light level, because I can see some people getting pissed. And fortunately, I went through that like 5 years ago. I went through my dark night of the soul a little bit more, and now I'm a lot more lighthearted about it. But it does make no sense. Like, it's ridiculous, where it's like every politician is like, no matter what, Israel. We're just like, what the hell, dude?
Yeah, I mean, there is
everywhere.
There is some truth to, there's absolute truth to these Mossad operations, you know, Epstein,
Totally.
You know, Epstein influence, bribery, you know, blackmail, handlers. Like, I mean, there is a lot of truth to that. And that's happening, believe it or not, in our American politics. That's absolutely going on, where you have these, you know, like firebrand conservative, anti-establishment, America first, you know, frauds that are really frauds, because they get watered down and they get brought in and they get wrapped up. And then there's pictures of them diddling kids. And the next thing you know, they're like a Democrat and they're part of the
Uniparty. Like Mike Pence is a classic
example
where I'm like, there's no way they don't have him on video, like banging something weird.
Yeah.
Because I mean, their behavior is so like blackmail. But then why can't the Americans blackmail them? That's the thing I always ponder, is like, there's so few of them. And they don't really have an army that's scary. It's like, are they just the only ones good at blackmail? Like, can't the CIA blackmail them back? I don't know. That's why I can't get to the bottom of it. I really can't.
This is a rabbit hole. We would need like a Vivian Kubrick style 3-hour time. But speaking of her dad is Stanley Kubrick, arguably. Yeah. One of the most famous directors in American film history. He died suddenly right after producing Eyes Wide Shut. For those who haven't seen it, Eyes Wide Shut is geared at, in part, revealing some of the Masonic evil that takes place near top levels of society. Top levels, obviously, in quotes there. And you could argue that after Kubrick died, Hollywood died. I mean, they've been producing shit movies for more than 2 decades since. But I have to ask, weird child porn watching Caviezel and Carlos Slim funded Sound of Freedom aside, how many of these freaks in Hollywood are actually sourcing adrenochrome, and where do they get it?
I don't know. Like, I had no contact with that type of stuff. I always thought that I always focused on the stuff that's in plain sight that you can just totally see, where it's like Tom Hanks sexualizing a kid on a sketch, or Steven Spielberg, you know, doing these really grotesque child sexualizing things right in their movies, or making the Indiana Jones love interest and Indiana Jones, they first had sex when she was 12 in the movie, because that's what I like to focus on, because they never let me in on any of that stuff. So I have no idea.
You're out of that group.
I never reached. I was like the really good stand up that would kill so hard in clubs that they would put me in stuff, but I wasn't in. Like, I wasn't let in on those meetings. But yeah, I love that you call out the Carlos Slim thing, because watching people slobber all over this movie, I'm like,
it's weird,
dude. It's funded by Carlos. I'll tell you this. I've never once in my life in Hollywood seen an actor prepare for a role by watching child porn.
If that's true, new. And if Caviezel actually did that, if that's true, then he needs to be arrested.
I 100% agree.
For downloading and possessing child porn.
Guys, I used to know all these gay guys in LA and all these people that would, I've never once seen anything that crazy. And so to see it coming from the quote unquote right wing, that's why I've been ringing this bell. I'm like, guys, this is really bad. Like, I've never heard Anderson Cooper justify that. Like, a guy who, you know, is from this crazy bloodline and super gay and all this stuff. I'm like, have you ever seen him say he's watched child porn to get prepared for a role? And Tim Ballard was saying that. He's like, oh, yeah, you know, I was showing Jimmy all this shit. And I'm like, what? You know what I mean? Like, can you guys rewind and explain that? So you guys watch actual child porn to get to prepare to shoot a Hollywood movie like that. That's an escalation I've never seen. And that's why I've been ringing that bell, and people have been getting pissed.
These are the things that they're normalizing in order to normalize the feeling that you will get when you think about a child being raped. Will not be rage anymore. It'll be
right
soon. It will be defending that action. How can you judge those people? That's just, no, turn the other cheek or you're not a real Christian. It's BS.
Right.
They want to normalize and eventually legalize sex with kids. That's what they're doing here. And I've been calling that out for a long time. We got to have you back for like more of a long form deal where we maybe even sit down in person or talk. We're definitely aligned on a whole lot of things, but we're out of time here. Tell us where do you want people to go to find more of your takes? I mean, obviously, as your Twitter is going to probably start declining now that you have a some sort of association or attachment to Stu Peters. But what do you think? Where do you want people to go and check you out?
Well, unauthorized.tv is the streaming site that we run and have our own servers and all that. But you can also, I always put them on BitChute and Rumble and Telegram, wherever people watch. You know, just look up Owen Benjamin. And if you want to send me a letter, it's P.O. Box 490 Sandpoint, Idaho 83864. At Owen Benjamin on Gab or Twitter or any of these places, and I'll be there.
Great. Will you be back here again sometime soon?
Absolutely. I love this conversation. It's been awesome.
All right. Sounds good. Owen Benjamin, everybody. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks, man.
If you have a child and that child has a diagnosis of ADHD, you've gone to the doctor and they are suggesting neurotoxins like Adderall and Ritalin and methylphenidate and Clonidine because they are whores for big pharma and because they are poison pushers and fake doctors, please try something else before you destroy your kid's life potentially with all of the documented irreversible long-term side effects associated with all of the aforementioned. Please try CBD and please use the family-owned business that we do business with here. All the hemp is grown right here in my home state of Minnesota. Everything can be sourced. You're not going to get any poisons or toxic crap in your CBD like you will if you go to the corner store, which sells all of this BS from China. Go to curable.com. That's K-U-R-I-B-L, curable.com. Family-owned business, all the hemp sourced right here in my home state of Minnesota. So many other benefits to Curable, which you can find on their website. Plus, if you like THC products, they have them as well. Go to curable.com. Use promo code STU for 20% off site-wide when you go to curable.com. Everybody now knows that we live in an upside-down clown world under an empire of lies, a murderous regime. So previously, it may have sounded crazy, but I'm sure you won't be surprised to learn that liberals are very upset that people like me are advertising the Vanish holster. They cannot stand how this holster has helped get more Americans armed than ever before. What's so special about this Vanish holster, you might ask? Well, simple. It is the most comfortable holster ever. The most comfortable holster I've ever worn. I have plenty of experience, 15 years in bounty hunting. lots of experience with holsters and firearms. And when you get a Vanish holster, you'll never stop carrying because you'll forget you're even wearing it. Plus, the Vanish holster saves you money. That's because it fits 99% of all semi-auto handguns. It works without a tactical belt. It lets you carry in multiple positions. It carries two fully loaded magazines. And best of all, because you're a viewer of this program, you get it for $50 off. I am told that this discount is set to expire soon, so kick in your special pricing. Lock it in right now. Go to vanish.com/stew. That's VNSH.com/stew. VNSH.com/stew. It's all back for the money-back guarantee, and I believe them when they say it's the only holster that you'll ever need because it's the last one that you'll ever buy. Vanish.com/stew right now, today, before this discount expires. The Stu Peters Show is brought to you in part by Earth Echo Foods and their superfood product, Cacao Bliss. Cacao Bliss starts with 100% organic rare cacao beans and also contains turmeric, MCT oil, cinnamon, and Himalayan salt. These ingredients were carefully chosen to support health, longevity, healthy weight, and even your happiness. You'll fall in love with a truly guilt-free chocolate, help reduce your cravings, facilitate weight loss, boost your energy, and combat inflammation with one delicious drink. It's gluten-free, by the way, also paleo, keto, and vegetarian diet friendly. You can receive an additional 15% off when you visit earthechofoods.com/stew and use discount code STEW. So you all know Charlene Bollinger very well. She's been a guest on this show, and she's also the woman behind The Truth About Cancer. That's a website that she runs alongside of her husband, Ty. It's also a documentary that she made in 2014. Well, now Charlene is back with a brand new documentary series, and this time she's taking direct aim at the global vaccine industrial complex. The series is titled Remedy. It exposes the truth about vaccines, their history, where they come from, what they're made of, the damage that they do to your body, and most importantly, how to undo that damage. Remedy comes out Wednesday on this network. It's going to have a whopping 8 parts, and it's part of its release. The Stu Peters Network is being given an exclusive 56-minute segment that will be airing on our show this coming Wednesday. If you want more information on that, go to remedy.film/Stu Peters. Here's a glimpse.
Clearly one of the best investments I've ever been involved in.
Just get the damn vaccine.
What if the multi-trillion dollar pharmaceutical industry actually owned the media and government?
They're basically running every government at this point. You can see that easily if you look at any media. It's all the advertisements are big pharma.
How many programs have you seen that say sponsored by Pfizer, brought to you by Pfizer?
Is there a coordinated effort to weaponize fear and force compliance?
They forced them down our throats. They scared us. They scared us through social media, through the news, through TV.
Fear has been leveraged for vaccine manufacturers for decades.
The degree to which this is a coordinated effort is truly astonishing.
Has the CDC vaccine schedule been proven to be safe?
There's no way that anybody can tell you that that product is averting more problems and injuries and deaths than it's causing. You can't say that for any of the current vaccines that are on the schedule.
There has not, to my knowledge, been a study actually showing that giving all of these vaccines at the same time is safe.
Vaccines are classified for tort liability purposes as unavoidably unsafe.
Number one, U.S. is number one in number of vaccines, number one in infant mortality.
These are our children that are being killed by this industry.
We all should be anti-vaxxers at this point in time. We should all have extreme vaccine hesitancy.
It's not putting immunity into you. It's giving you a disease.
These vaccines are designed to harm.
This really is a crime against humanity.
Should the government ever force medicine on its citizens?
There is no place in medicine whatsoever for playing God.
Any group or entity or human being who's taken away your rights to make choices or have freedoms of choice are anti-God.
You have to say no and stand up for them.
Don't allow these people to enslave us.
There are a finite number of them, and there are a couple billion of us. We have to just band together and say no.
We must stand up because we are winning.
For those people who think that we are losing and everything is in a state of despair and despondency, no. No.
Vaccine emperor is naked. The facade has been shattered.
So what's the truth about vaccines?
Are they linked to autism?
What about SIDS?
What about sudden deaths, myocarditis, strokes, and heart attacks?
Do you regret getting the COVID injection?
Do you wish you'd never vaccinated your child according to the CDC's schedule?
What if you could go back in time?
What if you could undo the damage that's been done?
What if you could reverse vaccine injury?
Will you want to know how to make your body or your child's body healthy again?
The Truth About Vaccines presents Remedy.
We've discovered that there are proven remedies to mitigate and even reverse vaccine damage, whether it's from the COVID-19 injection or the MMR or DPT or HPV or other childhood vaccines.
There are quite a few natural supplements that are scientifically shown to denature the spike protein.
It's always a beautiful thing to be able to extract from a food something that could have a life-saving effect.
The only substance that's been described to dissolve the spike protein is a Japanese discovery.
It dissolves spike protein.
And we did a double-blind placebo-controlled study that showed that the boys would start talking again and made eye contact again and took the flame down in their brain.
It's one of these things that we look at on the horizon that could indeed be a game changer.
There's a Chinese herb that's been used for thousands of years to end pandemics.
This is a supplement that everyone watching this needs to be taking. There's just no question about it.
I also want to give people the hope and the faith and the remedy that they don't have to live in fear.
We are resilient. We are informed. And we're willing to tell the truth. That's why they don't want you to hear any of this.
Enter your name and email to reserve your free seat to watch all 8 episodes of Remedy.
So again, you can watch the 56-minute exclusive right here on the Stu Peters Network this Wednesday. That'll be at 6 p.m. Eastern. We're just giving up our show because we find this to be incredibly important and life-saving. So again, sign up at remedy.film/Stu Peters. Again, remedy.film/Stu Peters. You can support both its creators and the Stu Peters Network by doing so. Charlene Bollinger joins us now. Charlene, thank you so much for being here. This is the conversation we need to be having now. Not one of us that didn't take it regrets not taking it. And there are millions and millions and millions that regret ever taking that vaccine, as well as combined with, how about the regrets of people, you know, vaccinating their kids according to the CDC schedule, that want to do something about it? And the conversation has to be Remedy.
100%, Stu. And thank you for, you know, partnering with us and joining us, coming to our home to be interviewed and talking about this for so long with us through these crazy COVID years. And, you know, the Died Suddenly movie was really critically important to help wake people up. We were so censored. We had the content to help people at the beginning of the COVID scam. But that rollout was just magic. It was perfect in helping people to put the dots, connect them. And the question mark is now an explanation mark. People understand the problem. And Remedy is the perfect follow-up to Died Suddenly, because the whole world is wondering, what do I do now? We have over 1 billion people that have been given this shot, and most of them are living now in regret if they're not dying. And so as we watch new people daily dropping down and in the hospital, and a lot of them dropping dead, this film will literally unpack the remedy, the solutions, the way to neutralize the poison in the body. You can neutralize the shot. You can reverse the damage. Even myocarditis can be reversed. The replication of the spike protein is a result of the damage done down into the DNA level. That is the problem. And this 8-part series will walk the viewer through how to neutralize the shot, reverse the damage done, and not just with the COVID shot, but with all of the shots. And so we see, Stu, now people are asking, wow, if this COVID shot is such a problem, and we're seeing clearly, you know, what Pfizer is saying, what they're saying, they're hiding the information. They knew from the beginning this shot would cause myocarditis in kids. They knew from the beginning it would cause heart attacks in children. They knew it wasn't safe. They knew it was not effective. They knew that it wouldn't stop the spread, that it wasn't safe. And they rolled it out anyways. So if they're doing that with this shot, what are they doing with the other shots?
That's right.
So it really is waking people up. This film will tell people how to neutralize all of these shots, how to pull it out of their bodies, and also how to heal the natural diseases like measles, mumps, COVID, whatever it is that they're dealing with. You can treat this naturally and very powerfully, safely, and very effectively.
Yeah. You know, we have to discuss the media as well and their part in all of this. You know, Pfizer, Moderna, does Big Pharma really actually own all of these cable and major broadcast news networks? I mean, have they just become like literal slaves and talking heads for the poisons that they have been injecting into our kids? The same way that they normalize sex with kids by this pedophilia, transgender, pride festivals, waving genitalia in front of children in the middle of the street when these people should be arrested along with the parents, the people that are doing it and the parents that brought them there should be arrested for child abuse and lewd and lascivious. But the whole point here is to normalize that, right? They've been doing the same thing for the longest time while they've been murdering kids for profit. They have been killing children knowingly. And if they knew that this was a weapon of biowarfare and they released it anyways, calling it a safe and effective vaccine, what do you think they've been doing with every other vaccine? And brilliantly, you and Ty and you know all of the others involved with Remedy are very acutely aware of that. And so we have to break through the barriers of censorship, and we can do that. We definitely get more views here on this program than, you know, say Jimmy Fallon does or Jimmy Kimmel or whoever it is at night that's making all the bad jokes. And so we can break the censorship barriers. As gloomy and doomy as it might look, you know, on Twitter with all the shadow bans and the throttling, we can do it right here. We can do it right here in alternative media. We can do it on Rumble. We can do it elsewhere. We can do it on Gab. And we've proven that model works. I mean, this program is on DirecTV and Dish Network. So on Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, you can find that exclusive right here in our time slot, 6 p.m. Eastern. Remedy will be airing here, and we want to thank you for making it. Also, if you want to sign up for that, just enter your name and your email address at remedy.film/Stu Peters. Again, remedy.film/Stu Peters. Who else is in the film?
We have Bobby Kennedy, of course. You just saw him in the trailer. Dr. Judy Mikovits, a good friend of ours, Layla Centner. She's got the Centner Academy helping the children to be free. She actually did not allow the teachers to be vaccinated. That's how great she is. But she's in the film. We've got Dr. Sherry Timpenny, Mike Adams, Health Ranger is in the film, and Dr. Edward Group. I really like him a lot. He actually contributed to saving my life when I was sprayed by a bioweapon in 21 because they didn't want us out in the world, you know, talking without a mask. And that's just the way I live. But he's a hero. He's in the film. And a lot of other heroes are in this film. These are doctors and scientists and high-end researchers that really have effectively helped to treat people that are really worried. What is going to happen to me now? I've got to get this poison out of my body. They've helped to neutralize the poison and bring health back into their body. That's what we're on planet Earth to do, Stu. We want people to live a happy, robust life. They've been lied to, and it's for propaganda and censorship that they don't have this information. So kudos to you and the Stu Peters whole crew for hosting this. And I gladly give you the exclusive footage that nobody else is going to have to get it out there, because I know that you can help us to break through the bands they've tied us with, putting us on the disinformation dozen. We're one of the most dangerous people in the world. The list of 12 out of 9 billion people. I am so dangerous. To who? Who am I dangerous to? Because a body of my work has produced life. I'm dangerous to killers. That's right. Who I'm dangerous to.
That's right. You're dangerous to the minions of Satan and the liars and the killers that are coming for our kids. And they tell you that right in the wide open. You're a hero among all of the others that you mentioned that are going to be in the film. Remedy.film/Stu Peters. Again, remedy.film/Stu Peters. Charlene Bollinger, thank you so much. Say hi to Ty.
Thanks, Stu.
You guys know I'm a huge fan of Chuck Norris. Who couldn't be? He's not just an action star. He's a veteran. He's a family man. And he's actually really big on health. But get this. He says that he feels better right now at age 83 than he has in years, and it's from making one single change to his diet. What he realized is that after decades of trying every supplement out there, most of them did nothing for his health. But a few did provide dramatic changes, so he put them all together in one drink that he calls Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines all 10 of Chuck Norris's favorite supplements into one daily drink. It's got probiotics that help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for all those muscles and joints, and several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on earth. Look at this guy, he looks great. I gotta say, I started taking Morning Kick because I'm a fan of Chuck Norris and I trust him, and I can see why everyone is raving about it. What's amazing is how much more energy I have. Digestion is fantastic. I'm thinking more clearly. Obviously, everyone is unique, so results will be different for different people, but for me, it's an absolute game changer. It makes me feel younger. Plus, it tastes great, just like strawberry lemonade. It's become my favorite drink, actually. If you want to try it yourself, head over to AmericaReadySupply.com/Stu. That's AmericaReadySupply.com/Stu. We're seeing unprecedented criminal tax hikes, hyperinflation, a full-blown recession, and it's all part of the grand plan. The billions of dollars that Biden keeps sending to that corrupt, fake Ukraine. The trillions in new taxes that he wants to shove down your throat. The electronic banking system crash, resetting everybody to zero. Checking accounts, savings accounts, 401ks, IRAs, all of it. Zero. But you don't have to be a victim. Protect your money and get up to $10,000 in free silver to do it when you call my friends at Goldco. Goldco has helped to protect over $2 billion in gold and silver for people like you and me. And now they're offering you up to $10,000 in bonus silver when opening a qualified IRA account just for being a supporter of the Stu Peters Show. So whether you want to protect your 50 grand or a half a million or even more, this is your opportunity to protect yourself from our out-of-control, corrupt corporate crime syndicate. Don't be a victim. Call Goldco, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD, or go to goldco.com/Stu.